Some Florida school districts like Leon County's have already altered non-discrimination policies to give trans and non-conforming students access to the restroom that corresponds with their gender identity. Administrator Kathleen Rogers says the district made the move last year after a statewide meeting.
But I also knew that working within this particular arena came with its own language, and we needed to train individuals within our district on this particular subject matter.
Others, like Wakulla County, are keeping their head down until tempers cool. Here's Superintendent Robert Pierce.
Our statement is the Wakulla School District will continue to ensure that every student is made to feel comfortable and safe as they attend school in our district.
But Marion County is digging in its heels, passing a resolution that restricts restroom and locker room access to people assigned that sex at birth. Board Vice Chair Kelly King argues the move isn't discriminatory because people uncomfortable in the public restroom can use a private one.
We're not up here trying to show favoritism or discriminate. That's the word I'm looking for. Discriminate against anyone up here. But we do want to ensure student safety and privacy for the entire student body.
Board Chair Bobby James pleaded to delay the vote in light of the risk to Marion County's federal funding. The ayes took it 4-1, but there were objections.
My name is Roxanne Manzoni. I'm a 40-year resident of the Ocala area. I work for a fantastic employer. I own my own home. I pay taxes, and I am a volunteer in my community. And yes, I am transgender.
Manzoni says the restriction hurts vulnerable students.
You, the board, will fail to protect the safety of our transgender students by forcing them into bathrooms that do not match their gender appearance. And they will be subject to harassment, most certainly bullying, and possible physical violence.
District Superintendent George Tommen voices concerns as well.
I do fear this will open the school board up to needless and costly litigation and have a negative impact on our students.
Turns out he had a point. A trans male student has already been suspended.
Well, a student was suspended for using the appropriate restroom, the male restroom. He is a male student, and he was using the male restroom and was suspended for that. And so we filed a Title IX complaint with the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights on his behalf.
This is Daniel Tilley, an attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union, and he dismisses the school board's argument about comparable facilities.
Any alternate accommodation would be insufficient because it only serves to call out and stigmatize his transgender status, and that's really the core of the issue, is that they see a trans male as different from other males, and they see trans women as different from other women.
And Tilley's timing is looking good. His office sent the complaint just one day before federal officials issued a letter on transgender students in bathrooms. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.